on Samach Dalad, there is a machlokes, and it seems to be machlokes in Rishonim. There is a machlokes in Rishonim, it seems closest in the Ramban, how to read the member of Yitzchak. Gemara on Samach Dalad, and the bottom of Samach Dalad, presents your Yitzchak. Yitzchak talks about this odd case where a fellow is sends out a shliach just to find him any wife, and goes fishing, and he never gets his hook back, so the shliach disappears off the face of the earth. They're not sure if he is married to someone or not. So the Rav Yitzchak said, well, we assume Chazak or Shliach on the Shliach. We assume that unless the Shliach told you he was unsuccessful, but you never heard that one or the other, you assume Hitzliach, you are married to someone. We don't know to whom, and therefore you need to be concerned with the possibility that any girl you want to marry, you're going to fall in love with a girl, maybe you're already married to her sister. Maybe she's already your sister-in-law. Maybe you're already married to her mother, if she's your stepdaughter. Maybe you're married to her daughter, if she's your mother-in-law. Whatever the case may be, you might be married already to one of her krovos. Any girl you're going to fall in love with, if she has relatives, you can't marry her, because maybe your shliach managed to mekadesh you off to this girl's home. So there was my focus host around Ramban in terms of pshat, but it's rooted obviously in a general halachic question. But in terms of pshat in Yitzchak, what case are we talking about? You're not allowed to marry anybody else to come off from Sheba Olah. The Tosfos said, that means even if you're going to ask questions, even if you're going to talk to all the relatives, you still can't marry the girl. So Ramban said, no, if you would talk to the relatives and ask them, you would talk to all their sisters, and talk to your mother, and talk to your daughter, whatever the case may be, and they say, no, we never were approached by any shliach. Lo kiddushan shliach, or we were approached, but we said, no, thank you. Lo kiddushan shliach. Ramban said, we would believe them. It's Aster, and Ravan says, when Rav Yitzchak says Aster, it means until you ask. There might be sisters who can't come to the chasana because they live on the other side of the world. So then that's a problem. But Ravan says, if you could ask, you would believe. That's what Ravan says. You do believe the sisters and the mother. And Tosfos says, you don't believe them. So that's the Machin to Machok is, do you rely on them or not? Tosfos says, lo tamchin diburi, we don't rely on what they say. And Ravan says, we do. Why does Ramban say we believe the girl to say no one ever married me? Why? Ramban says the fair, she reason is Ramban says, what? Besides the fact that I don't like the way he's learning Shachar Mitzvah and Shachar Gemara, Eidachan Mitzurin, that was your Arba. What Eidachan Mitzurin? Very strange. So what we want to say, that the first step, and I discovered last night, that this is not the first step is not so unique. The first step is to say, well, Taka, the Rana is a good kasha. Why is it that the Ramban says Eidachim and Bisturin? Didn't hear Davar Sheva Erva. The first step we should say, well, the Ramban here must think that Davar Sheva Erva only applies when two ages on this day with Davar Sheva Erva plus it's not to get through. Again, then we said that two aids to read our Gemara. Either you need two aids in either case, or you need two aids when you only have a combination of both. So we would say the Rabbanan and the Samach Dalad must hold that what? That you only need Shnei Aidim when it's Chazik Yisura plus Tav Sheva Erva. The case of Samach Dalad is only Tav Sheva Erva. There's no Chazik sister. I don't know. I'm married to someone. I don't know to whom. It's like I have a piece of Chayim, a piece of Shumun. And I don't know which is which. So here, there's some girl out there I'm married to, I don't know if it's this girl or some other girl. There's no chazaka. So Ramban says, that's called Eidachad Ne'amon Yisurin. And it's apparently classic Achron, the way I said this. The page you have in front of you is a page worth getting to know. A page that you learn to recognize. This is Shochach. So in the, it's a little set up a little bit like Gemara. You have, in the middle of Shochach and Ramban, and then you have the two major Mefarshim are in their Rashi and Tosfos position around the side. But because on Shulchan, unlike in the Gemara, the same printers, printed the Shulchan Aruch, there were so many Mefarshim on the front of the page that they had to have them on the bottom also. In the Gemara, you basically just have people around the side. You have people in the margin. But here you have more Mefarshim down the bottom. So every Chiluk of Shulchan Aruch has its two major Mefarshim. On Evan Hazar, it's the Beit Shmuel and the Chalkis Machokik. In Rashi and Tosfos position. But on the bottom, you have other Mefarshim. So one of the fascinating svarim on the bottom is the Tiskei Tshuva. Tiskei Tshuva, what he does is he tries to update the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was written in the 1500s. He was drawing all the sources written up until then. Pesach Shiva says, look, he's writing in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He says, last couple hundred years, there have been many more tshuvas have been written. A shaylos and tshuvas. You send the rabbi a shayla, he sends you back a written response. So you have hundreds of svarim like that over the last couple hundred years. Let's add in what's been going on. Pesach Shiva always makes learning shulchan very jolly. Because he often has learned tshuvas in general, which we're going to do in the next sugya. You're going to see, when you learn a shayla tshuva, that you have some real case. Often these real cases where you get slice of life. That's very interesting. The fifth of tshuva keeps things tight. So he quotes, to hear the fifth of tshuva, the context is not 100% important. Trying to take the time to figure out the hilchos of kiddushin. Did the woman mean, when she received the test of kiddushin, that under the circumstances, did she intend to accept it for kiddushin purposes or not? If it's a tshuva, working off of that, you look in the bottom, if Shulchan Aruch is up here, we're working off the bottom of the tshuva. It begins by calling out, Ayin tshuva is known to be Yehuda, Nun Vav Beis, where you do the same tshuva test along them. Well, I'm sure you, if you learned about Kaf and Brachas last year, you came across one of the most colorful cases in tshuva literature of the last 500 years, is a tshuva known to be Yehuda. It would take us too far, a very unusual sofa case. But he had all sorts of interesting stuff. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda said something. And let's pick up from the bracket. He named Michalal Devar from the lengthy dissertation of the Rabbi Yehuda. Nira Shetovis Bepshitu. He seems to be assuming that the law is Chazak Neman Eirachad Afilu Davar Shavereva. If there's no Chazkezutna, then you always say Eirachad Neman, even if it is Davar Shavereva. That's exactly what we're trying to say in Rabban. Right? The reason Rabban said Eidacha is Nerman, even though it's Erva, is because Rabban is saying the only time that you need two Eidim is Davash of Erva plus as far as they consider both together. And then he goes on to say, V'chinir Daito v'simulam v'ches, the Yachron, who lived in the 1700s, seems to say it's in a couple of places. Skip me down to the next line. If he's not sure, that's something that sounds like something, doesn't sound like that. That's one Achron, that's Yehuda. They take a look at another Achron, who every single person in this room, I'm sure, has read. Ayei b'sefer Binas Adam. You've all read the Binas Adam's companion work, to the Chai Adam, the Chafra Adam, written by the same author, Adam Danzig, from the Mechunah, the Lagon, and we, I'm sure, has had a chance to learn some greater or another, to learn some Chai Adam. Then he wrote footnotes. Chai Adam is basic halacha. If you want this, a ninth grade test, you'll understand. Chai Adam is more basic dinim, and the Binas Adam, there he has discussion. That's the Bir Allah. In the Binas Adam, he writes, take a look at this. Mashim Mitos is getting that babe. This is what some guys are saying. That few Dava Sheba Erva Mahani. Even Dava Sheba Erva ate up and worked. No, that's Kedusa. The same Kazar Ramban the Hedya. The Vio Aran of Eric Escabo. All Ramban writes is the Feirish. And the Ran in the sixth parak, which we saw, that Ran. Gabi Homer Lashluchot Seva Kadesh Le'isha. That case, where the guy tells his shliach to go marry the wife, Ramban says the Feirish was exactly what we're suggesting. The Chachos Adam, the Chai Adam, in the state of Rabbi Nas Adam, the same author, already says it's done. And what's shot in Ramban? Ramban must hold that if you have Dover Shem Erebus, that's not his topic. That only requires one aid. But the Ran himself seems to disagree. The guy, well, he's all around, takes on Ramban. So far, so good. Okay. There should be extra somewhere. Someone's ordering a couple. So enough about this. So let's go back to step by step. So what do we have? Do you have a machlokes Tosfos Ramban whether the relatives are believed to say Eidach and Envy Surin? Do we say no, it's not Davashav Erva? So how could you claim it's not Davashav Erva? We're talking about getting married. How can that be Davashav Erva? So figure out, are you married to me or not? Do you say you're not married to me? How can that not be Davashav Erva? So the Binas Adam, right, it's a Pitzachu, it goes to Binas Adam. What we're saying, that the Ramban must hold, that Davar, Shebe Erva, the only time it requires two Eidim is also Cheskes Tisa. Okay, there are two things we need to deal with. The second thing we deal with is why that makes any sense at all. The first thing I want to deal with, though, before you even get credit, what does it all mean? We'll try to figure out what it all means in a moment. But first, there's a technical problem, Rabban says. But again, we're trying to say Pshat and Rabban. Pshat says Pshat and Rabban. Rabban Sa Makdal, that he's understanding the only time you. The only time you need Davar Shebe'er requires two Eidim is a Davar Shebe'er plus Cheskes Sifter. And that will be the Chorah coming from Pshat and Gemara. That's really. It all comes back to Gindat Vein. Because where's he getting it from? He's getting it from the simplest reading of our Gemara. If Chazik Yisura, how is Davar Shebe'er? If he has Cheskes Eishesh, that creates Davar Shebe'er both. Eishesh plus Cheskes Sifter. One little problem is, let's read a Ramban together. Open up the Ramban, and then most guys can see it as well. Let's take a look together now. Open up the booklet. The Kedush Ramban. Right. It's never as severe because you never understand sure that it's the same person. Within the same Masechta, that's something you're thrilled about, but it's not the end of the world if two different tokens disagree because there was no man called Tosus. There were hundreds of people called Father Tosus. And our Tosus is anonymized comment. I don't want to give a mushal of these flippers. But if different people are commenting in the same studio, and then the names are cut off, and you have a presentation of the shittos, there could be, you have a series of different questions and answers on a certain topic, and they may be a coherent flow, it doesn't mean they're all said by the same person. I don't want to give flippers to mushal, but the degree the topic of the body tells us. There's definitely a contemporary analog to that. If you anonymize everything, so it's not all the same person, it's different comments of different wise people coming together to Gemara. So if you talk that, you can have a Tosus on Mokdal, Tosus on Zabbeis, they disagree, because here's the way of Tom. And sometimes Tosus the famous has different names, and they don't. There's always someone, there's no man called Rabbi Tosus. The Baal Tosus were the Talmidim and descendants of Talmidim of Rashi, we have Tom and the Ri and Rashi Rishan, and so on and so forth. So what does Ramban say? What are we trying to say right now? We're trying to suggest that Pshat Ramban from Chassid must be that he read our Gemara Kipshuta. He read our Gemara as saying that what? That you need both conditions in order to have two Eidim. The problem is Ramban was a person. Unlike Tosfos, there was a man named Ramban, Rabbi Moshe Bar Nachman, who wrote the comments on Psalm of Chassid, which we saw around post. And the same man also wrote a comment on Daf Beis. By the way, the last comment in the Ramban on Daf Beis on Beis, take a look inside, give us Abu Haka. So what does he say? Great! He talks to himself, this is a natural flow of learning. You take a look at, I'm taking you through the flow. You take a look at the Ramban and Samuel Daoud, it's difficult to say, oh, hey, one second, why is he saying that after Mithurin? Oh, maybe he holds of the simple shot, our Gemara. The argument really saying you need both to have it made. Great! You're not simple in terms of one, it's simple in terms of the word. This is the word sound like. They're great! So when you want to, if you want to be responsible in such a situation, you want to take a look and see, well, the Ramban, and maybe I'll find support. Maybe the Ramban will say it here. Right? What's it? Look here. Guess what he says? You have a little problem. Because guess what he says? The exact opposite of what we're like. That's the problem. Abu Haha tells the Kisur de Shafish. Have you done a Shiva Erva? Fain Dava Shiva Erva Mishnah. Okay. Our Gemara, that's it. The Ramban, the last question we raised kind of anonymously, originally, as the Gemara, what's the flow? How does this work together? Two different things. What's the relationship? Is the sister or Dava Shiva Erva? Ramban asks it. Kuf Lamed, Kashali. How came in this Chaz Kisura? A few Shari Surah Namilo. Once you're saying this, once you mention in Chazak Yisura, then you also mention Davar Shebe'er, because in Chazak Yisura, even by other Yisurim, Eidach HaNan Damon. Basically, asking the question, and in different words, if either of these two things will independently make you require to aid them, why are you mentioning both? You're clearly assuming that the two work independently. You don't need the two together in order to make two aid. See, that means that Yisha Rabba. The Gemara in Yevamah said, "Hetzish v'kaldamos." Other cases, which are not davar shebe'erva. It's called Yisura, lo mehem. What does Hetzish v'kaldamos? Even if it's not davar shebe'erva, you need to wait. But davar shebe'erva, it's davar shebe'erva, and if it is davar shebe'erva, you lo mehem, it's called Yisura, not me in Pasuk Mishnah. and it is Zavah Shemera, but that alone makes you required to. Even without a festive system. But Beirish! This is a problem. The Bible says Beirish, and he's gone. I feel the Isra Nami is not this Mishnah. The Amin of the Parak Omen. Not just for Eidus Hakim Adab, but even to know that a woman was divorced, was not divorced, was married, was not married. Need to Eidus. So I should really tell you that when he came across the Shah, I was so excited when I learned around how we finally found the Rishon. We finally found the Rishon who seemed to be taking the simple approach to our Gemara. So excited looking. Which Rishon is going to say, if we want anyone, we read the Gemara about faith. Someone wants to say, we need both. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So I got so excited I found the Rambam. I had to tell you, I found this Rambam. So I can forget about it. I'm still in the chair, obviously what I want to say is wrong. I don't try to about this, but it's not what I want to say because the Pharisee, she said, not like that here. Right? He said the Pharisee said either Chesed Sister or Sever Shemarva are each alone enough to make it to him. The Pharisee. But you have to keep reading. So then, keep reading to the end. Is Gusti, the love God is Nihasi. Ella, Abu Hakla, the Chesed Sister, they should finish well. Some of the scholars don't even address both issues. Namish, the Pharisee said one issue alone is good enough. The Igar Sin Allah, if you're going to have the gear, the Hag Igar Sin, how do you have to have the gear stuff? This Havi Tavashiva Erva, that's not to change those names of Tashav, then you have to change it to a Vav! Because without the Vav, he's got the Kasha. Without the Vav, it sounds like that you need both together. Rabbi says, I don't think that's true. So you gotta have some gears to change. Because they do have you. You must suggest that. If you're not a parakeet, you should have it. And you have to change the gears to an imam also, because it's a power of the more imam. You'll have to stick an imam in both places. Pirish the chad of ba'od come in. What does it mean? It means either one. Chad of ba'od. Here's one reason why I need two ways. And here's another reason why I need two ways. Hello? Yivami doesn't say that. Yivami doesn't look at me about Yivami, but I didn't give it to you. Abai Yivami says everything and doesn't say baloney here. Here he says baloney. What does baloney here mean? Baloney here means. It's not so clear. Nahora is white. I'm not so happy. So I would suggest, this is a little bit speculative, Rabban Yivamis, I don't know what she wrote first, but Rabban Yivamis, I think it's definitely reasonable to assume that he wrote the Kedushim on Gittin. Could be not, but definitely not likely. So he says more or less what he says here, is that he says in Yivamis also, and the circuit is parallel to Yivamis, and that's the way he keeps talking about. And then he just says basically what he said here and cuts that part. He doesn't even have all of the different gears of possibilities. That seems like that was the earliest approach. He said, no, of course, either one is enough to require two ways in the way we've been assuming all the way through. End of story. Now, here he starts trying, he seems that he's much more concerned. Well, I'll make a thing to the Gemara. Well, maybe this gear is to change, maybe that gear is to change. Here. That would suggest that he could write down the Gospel of Dalit, he really threw him the towel. The time that I found out he wasn't happy with it. Because it's not the gear set, I mean, it's not the gear set, it's Havi. Well, so there are spots that have to leave up Havi more, okay. But he wasn't so happy about it. And Pasha Chandra, the Ramban's whole point, the Pasha Chandra Gemara as we had with Abdabav, Gemara Dab Bey sounds like you need a combination of this Chazi Gitzur and of Shemar, let's go find it later. So here he said, well, I don't think so, so we'll have to change the gear set. But I'm not so happy. The lonely hero. The last two are probably the last two is important. I think that's the key to the way, not just the way I'm speculating in Rabban Sana Sal, then we see the way the Chachmas Adam, and he said Rabina Sadam, and we just saw quoted this Techuva. Here he said that partially says, well, hey, you're favorite in the Rabban. I would do this Rabban. The answer is, it could be you're seeing here the product. But he was going to evolve and see, so there were partial. No, just there's no problem. There, you're not ready, and he gets to get him. He's ready. He came back to the sugya again. It happened. You come back to the sugya again, you see a different light. He came back to the sugya, and he wasn't so thrilled. Okay. And you still say the same Torah, I belong to Hira. But he's saying, he's being honest. He's not so sure that this is so straight. And because I found myself a dollar, he says, okay, go with the simple reading of the Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara is a what? It's the only time you require to aid them is a combo. The only time you have a din of Darshan Be'erva is a combination of Darshan Be'erva and Chazit. All my posts on Samach Dalit. Who said no. even without a chesedes, we never believe the eidah, but we don't believe the girl, we don't believe the sisters.
No, I changed my mind. I was already unsure in that Beis Malon Hira, and now my unsurety has developed into, he was open to reconsidering his opinion. Could be. Yeah, so he was always just trying to reconstruct. He's open to reconsidering his opinion. He said, you know, I used to, when I learned Yavam, I thought this was Pasha Pshat, and now I realize, I don't think it's Pasha, I changed my mind. He's an honest man. Rekiv Eger, in one place, in Gilin HaShas, collects all the places that Rashi says, I don't know. So what the Rashi says, I don't know.
How many were there?
I think like 15, 20, something like that, a lot. And,
pretty good.
What? Well, so what was impressive is that in many of them, or all of them, almost all of them, he could have just commented out to anything. Rashi doesn't comment every single one as well. Right? And a couple of them in particular, I forget the details. A couple of them in particular, he already explained Pasha Cha. He went out of his way to say, I don't know this particular point. You see the honesty when he develops into Mir Tal Zachal. The Gemara says in Brachas, the first act of Brachas, I'm sure many people are going to learn this more last year, I think it's Zera, who says, good advice. L'amed l'shalom ha'lomar en yodea. Shema tizbadeh to say okay. You have to train yourself to say, I don't know. L'amed l'shalom ha'lomar. You have to habituate, not just do it. You have to get into the habit of saying, I don't know. Because if you don't get yourself very comfortable with not knowing the answer to all the questions, then you're going to end up making things up. Tizbadeh to say okay. You're going to be bodeh. You're going to end up making things up and say, okay, you get caught. Even if you don't feel like being so honest, well, guess what? If you don't get yourself used to being honest and being comfortable with the fact that you don't know the answers, you're going to end up in trouble. So I think that might be the pshat in the Rambam. So far we have, what we have, let's start to our stages. You saw Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, right, in Talmud Daf. And so step one was, okay, there's the Machlokes Tosfos Rabban, I say what it is. There's some case Rabban is called a Darush of Erev, but Rabban is saying it's not made up. So step one was to suggest, and then to find that the B.S. Adrei, the Chachos Adrei suggested, that the Rabban is, Shita, Zalof Dal, is coming from his reading of the Gemara of Dabbe. Okay, and then once you have that approach, that explanation for the Rabban of Zalof Dal, so we need to do two things. One thing we already did, which is deal with the data. You have Ramban and Dabbe doesn't seem to agree. But if you look carefully at the Lonehira, look at the Yuvam, which didn't even say Lonehira. Now he's saying Lonehira. Then later on, you might see, it could be that, and you're there. It could be not. It could be that this shows that it's wrong shot in the Ramban. I feel a little more confident because they know that the Kaf was already done. So, and he knew the Ramban too. He definitely knew the Ramban. So we're a little more confident in suggesting that. But then you still have to figure out what's really fascinating. This is important, but not necessarily fascinating. It's fascinating certainly to figure out how the Rambam fit together. What might be even more fascinating is to figure out why does it make sense? And this is going to be something really juicy. Why does it make sense? Talk about it a little bit. Because when we originally read the Gemara of Otai, remember, we started, let's go back to the square one. We read the Gemara and we said, there were a couple last week. We could just get our feet wet. We didn't know anything yet. We got our feet wet. It's Chazik Yisur. I got to make Yisur. There was forever, everything for the rest. They said, look, there's different areas of Halacha. There's Mamon. There's Misa. There's Zav Shabbat. But there's everything else. It's a matter. So everything else is a matter. That requires only one age. But those big three, they require two ages. Misa, Mamon, and by extension, Zav Shabbat. And he said, Chazik Yisur, that part is a separate thing. And two different reasons why you can be too late. Either because you're in a serious field of halakha, which requires late, or because the Eidah is up against tough resistance. He's up against tough opponents, the Chesketesa. So you need to wait. Okay. Now, that we understand. In a sense, that makes sense. Why does this make sense? In other words, one thing is to see what the Gemara is saying. So you want to say, well, the simple reason the Rabban says, look, the simple reason the Gemara does indicate, Rabban says not based also. The simple reason the Gemara without the Vav indicates that you need both together. Just he says maybe we should add the Vav. But that Rabban is consistent on. And without the Vav, the Gears that Gemara indicates, you need both. That's very nice. So the Gemara says, but why does it make any sense at all? why should that be true? I understand, if this is already in that area of halacha, you're in the series of halacha, why do those two things blend together? You're going to combine Dabar Sheva Erva and Chesed Visser. Somehow those two are required to raise it. It seems a little random. As the Dabar Sheva Erva has to be a serious error, and also has to be against Chesed Visser. What? 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 Yeah.
Why do you
need Dabar Sheva at all? Right? Okay, maybe. Okay. Unless you're going to think that the Lamaskana, if we're saying Havi, that means the Lamaskana, we reject both. We say, if Hazaka without Dabar Sheva is only one. Right, which is not no chazaka would add that Shiva Ever did not require two, which is a possibility in Yvam. The Gemara suggests that. Yeah. The simple way to say the Ramban is to say if it's just Cheska Zisa but not that Shiva Ever, or just Shiva Ever not Cheska Zisa, you only need one. And the only thing you need two, then you combine them. What? I understand. The question is what? How is our Gemara assuming?
Beyond
the factor,
when
it's
causing
Surah
and
Dabar Sheva. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
The way you're going to explain this one is to say that why should Dabar Sheva Erva be any different unless there is this other concern. In other words, what makes it Dabar Sheva Erva, right? Because she's married today. And then so there's something we're saying that she's not married anymore, right?
But in a case where
we don't know, so what it's a gilui milsa. Why should we consider Dabar Sheva Erva?
Very good. So Pinchas is touching a very important point. Let's try to clarify this a little bit. So Rav Shaftis has a suggestion in Simeon Chesnei Tatzvi, which Pinchas is nailing. Which is that he developed this theme at length that if Chazak Yisura, maybe if Chazak Yisura doesn't just mean Chazak is an Eikara like what was yesterday in technical sense. Yeah, one of the rules of being the deal with the topic is Ro. One of the rules of dealing with the topic is Chazaka. Maybe we don't mean if Chazak Yisura is very Shachar Sivya. So Chazak Yisura here might not mean so much Chazkas Yisura that per se, because Eid Echad is against the Chazaka, Eid Echad is proving one way, the Chazaka is proving another way. No. It's Chazak Yisura means like this. What the Gemara is really driving at is that it has to be Dabar Sheva Erva to require to it. And plus, it says Chazak Yisura. What does Chazak Yisura mean? The point of Chazak Yisura is that there are two types of situations that call for aid, or two types of subjects that the aid, the topics the aid could be talking about. Sometimes the aid is. Let's think of the classic two aids in Badam Shura. What's the classic two aids in Badam Shura ever? It is aids of Kima Dabar. Right? So aids of Kima Dabar is what? It was the aids in watching. It is giving of the guest. The giving of the money for the Kiddushim. If you think that the Chalitza requires aids of Kima Dabar, then the removal of the shoe. Right? So the classic aids of Badam Shura ever is aids on a particular event. Not just a fact. When the Gemara said, what's the lowest Chazak Yisura? Sapir Shal Chayav, Sapir Shal Shuman. The other aid is not being made on a fact, on an event. He's just saying, this is a fact. So I'm going to say that an aid is that we're brothers. Not an aid is on an event. No one did a Maitha. There's no Maitha Adam that made us brothers. To be made that you're married to her, that perhaps is aid is on a Maitha. But to be made that we're brothers, that's just a fact. It's a reality. But it's not aidus on an event. And the classic Dabar Sheva Erva to aidin is aidus on an event. And maybe what the Ramban is driving at, well, this approach to the Gemara Dabei, our Gemara is driving at, you need both. Not that you need Dabar Sheva Erva, the area of Dabar Sheva Erva, plus you have to have a Cheska Zisra. Oh, it's not so random. You have to have Dabar Sheva plus some proof. No. That's plus some proof. When the Gemara says it's not the kisur, the point is it has to be edus on a maisa. This is a certain state, and you're being made to an event which changed things. You're being made on an event. And Sheva Tomar, this is wild, this is the Pharisee type. Sheva type is about test one page. In Masechet Gittin. Tosas definitely says something, if not directly this idea, Tosas definitely is very suggestive. Says I've kept in the days, Zibra Masel Korin. They were going to read the star to the Aden, and then they're going to sign. The Tosa says, how you let them sign just based on what they heard you read what it says in the star. And then they're going to sign that's what it says in the star. How could they sign that's what it says in the star based on hearsay? Hearsay? That's not saying Aden. That's maybe the stars made up. But the Aden, you need two Aden. You need two direct Aden. So how do I sign to what's in that star based on my hearing you read it if I didn't see it myself? It also says, again, test on the base, page 18, 9b, 3, the amount of Koran. Koran will say in Bechotman, Baruch Hashem, people don't even respond anymore. It's 9b, 3, 2. Lahavi ANPA, why isn't it, why is the problem ANPA? How could Donnie Weinberger knows how to read, it's not an issue. But how could, a guy doesn't know how to read, he's going to sign a test to what's written in the star. Let's say the guy can't read, so we're going to read to the star to him, and he's going to sign. As he signed, I say to the aid, not a problem. Why? She ain't shrieking the high enough to become a maisa. Because it's not being made on the maisa itself. However, in this particular situation, all measure can't come to the star. All that's happening is that they're signing that this is what it says in the Shtar. I don't want to get involved in the details of the Gemara. That's not for now. But the point is, in the case where we're going to say, or if you have a Shita, that we're going to say, the Eidim, right now, they're not attesting to what actually happened. They're just agreeing that the Shtar says X, Y, Z. Imagine a case, it'll simplify. Imagine a case where there already is a Shtar, want to create a new Shtar. The old star is about to get burnt or something. So you want to see what's in the star that was by a new star that we saw the first star said XYZ. So you're going to read it to me and then I'm going to sign it. I'm going to sign that I saw the star said XYZ. So how can I sign ANPA? I didn't see what the star said myself. You told me what the star said. The answer to ANPA is fine here. Well, I told you it isn't 100% clear. If you told you, well, it's not about ANPA because they're not being made on the mice itself. They're being made as this what's said in the star. Yeah, but the ANPA was said in the star. The answer is, what it says in the star, that's fine, that APA. The only time APA is a problem, I mean, the only time you need two real, the real din of two Aden, is if you've been made on the mice itself. You've been made on fact. The sky is blue. This star says something. You're not being made on the actual halva, on the actual gerish, the actual condition. You're being made on a fact that have a piece of, that a certain piece of paper says something, that's fine with APA. Because that's not Aden on the mice. That's what our Shefter calls Aden Takara. It is to recognize certain facts, but not Eidus Sadamaisa. So that, Rabotai, that is what he suggests is going on over here. That what? That if you're going to think you need both as to Eidin, Dabba Sharaf Hazza Kazak Yisur, Kazak Yisur doesn't really mean, Kazak Yisur doesn't even mean the text of this per se. The point is that, that it's Aedim on the Maisa. So the only time you two Aedim, a Davish Be'erva, is an Amaisa Davish Be'erva. It's just a fact of Davish Be'erva, that's not classic Davish Be'erva. That's the way we understand. That's Aedim Sakima Davish or Amaisa Davish Be'erva. And even when you require Aedim Sodira Davish to Aedim also, or there's a Maisa Davish Be'erva. To be made that she was divorced. To be made that she was married. That's a Maisa Davish Be'erva. But just to be made on a fact, which is relevant to Davish Be'erva, is not. Do you have a direct question directly on this?
Well, other Ramban.
Yeah.
So would the Ramban say that there's no difference between these two separate
Again, there's two or three on the mark. Either you need two if it's Chazak or Shabbat. That was the approach of Tosaf on Tavos Dalet. That means Zavar Shabbat always refers to, and it's Chazak always refers to. The second approach, to read Argamar of Dabbe Dabbe, is to say no, you need two if. Yeah, it's Chazak and Dabbe Shabbat. Now we're saying if you want to blend the two together, it's one track, the single track, but then you gotta massage a little bit what it's Chazak means. Because if Chazak just means Chazak sister, it's kind of funny that you're gonna, that's the condition that the combined can have to be certain fields and there should be a Chazak sister. Why? They say, no, if you want it like this, you gotta say it's Chazak really means, it's a code word, for Eidos on the Now, the one question, and then I'll take a question moment. The one question you might ask at this point, okay, so we worked out how the Ramban fits together with other Ramban. We worked out what's the shot, but then we still have one more problem. This is very nice, London. Eidos, I can't reshut that as a load, so we're not going to go into it. He has a lot of opinions in this. And it's Eidos, Meister, and Eidos, Akar. The question is, that's very beautiful, but what does that do with the washing on Gemara? And it's a nice idea. That would be a great idea. The Gemara should have said that. We should have said, the only time you have to aid him is if it's Dara Shabbat Erva on a Maisa. A Maisa Erva, that's great. But the question is, anything on Maisa, say it's Chazak Yisura. It would be nice to go over and say Maisa, but how is it Chazak Yisura? Another way of saying, aid is on a Maisa. And the answer to this several times is, once you realize it's kind of simple, it says very beautifully by Rohanan Wasserman in your booklet, in Simon Samach Zayin and Sefer Yevamos, Oshid Beis, at the very top of the column, page 107. He says, and inside, he's going to explain why Tolkien Cheska's sister is a way of saying that it is not a nice one. And he can pull everything close together this, explain how Zaka does, and pull together a Chazaka to Lishtanos, which is where we begin. We're going to close everything up. The very top line of the second column of Bukhan, Kovatar's in your book, the very top line of the second column. So the Bukhan. The fact that we follow Chazaka, we'll put something on its Chazaka, it's status quo. Kigon be'ishas ishin is garusha b'sof b'gerishin. A woman was divorced, possibly, I think, something that the get was a shlarnah, something where if the get was supposed to be able to her, the hadi b'cheski b'ishas ish, so the Chazaka b'ishas ish. What does that mean? Nirei said, eina kavana. Well, what does it mean when you follow Chazaka? Well, is that the one? Yes, they should have issued this, but they should have issued this. Ain't that Kavana? That's not true. Ain't that Kavana? The Kimosha Isa Sura Esmo, or the Sriha Loma Shia Sura Gahayam. Not that she was us yesterday, she was us today also. No. Why? Life changes. Things change. Put us yesterday, he's us. Yes, they like vanilla. They like chocolate. Well, why does Kazata work? It's not just that she was us yesterday. You gotta polish it. That's almost correct. You gotta polish it up. And Lashum de Esmo, Haitha Surah La'olam. Yesterday, she was permanently up there. She was set, you have to forever. So they got my own. If I would ask you yesterday, will she be up there today? Because I would ask you on Sunday. Today's Monday. Right? And what's that? She has her own? Or her lady?
It's a long topic. Today is Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. So it's not just that, well, if she was out on Sunday, therefore we still should out on Monday. If they're on Sunday, looking forward, you would have said she'll be out on Monday too. Because on Sunday, she had a permanent iser. She was set to, where she was on Sunday, she was set to be out there forever. Marriage doesn't end on its own. So on Sunday, she was married. Doesn't just mean she was married then. It means at that point, projecting forward, she was married forever. That's what he says. Again, the fifth one. And Mishum de Esmol, because yesterday, Haisa Surli Olam, Gama Hayom. Yesterday, she was usher today too. On Sunday, she was even usher as on Monday. She was set to be usher forever. Yashon of Mitzupakim, Mitzchashba, Davra Matira. Now we're not sure if something happened, something new came up to change that. So therefore we'll say, it's not that she was after yesterday. As of yesterday she was going to be after, she was after on Monday too. We already filled in the box for Monday yesterday. On Sunday, we already said, she's after married, that means she's after for tomorrow, the day after, 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 the day after forever. Because she was set, marriage is a permanent state, unless you do something to change it. So, as of yesterday, we already written in on the calendar, on Monday, she's also off. The question is, should we change that? Now, Monday's here, and now maybe she got divorced. So should I erase what I wrote on the calendar on today's box for yesterday? Should I change that? But as of yesterday, she was, her status was, not just I'm off her now, I'll be off her on Monday. That was her definite status yesterday. Did that change? Oh no. Is that statement still true? You're off her as of Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? I'm not sure. But that status do be. He says when you say a woman is becomes muteris to get married when she's divorced, doesn't mean the woman is married up until when she's divorced. We like the 21st century concept. And sometimes you're going to get divorced, so marriage is temporary. Marriage is not temporary. Marriage is forever. If you have a get, that cuts it. But when you're married forever. Not married until you get, not up until such time as you get a get. You're married, period. So be a get, that'll change it. So what? What do we have to tell them about that? That Chazaka means that she was set in a certain way permanently. She was set to go. She's the Cheskes Neshesh. It doesn't mean she was Neshesh yesterday. It means she was set to be Neshesh definitely. If the Behema is the Cheskes not being kosher, that means it's not to say at one time it was not kosher. That's not Chazaka. Chazaka doesn't look like it means at one time it was set to be usher forever. You have to know, did that usher forever change or not? So right away, really, it makes this idea of Chazaka itself much more meaningful. Not to say, well, it was usher yesterday, it's usher today. Why? No. So yesterday it was set to be usher forever. But that makes sense. So last I checked for sure, it was supposed to be usher today. Is it possible usher today? I'm not sure. But last I checked, it was supposed to be. Don't say no otherwise, I want to stay with that. Because that makes another one, the Bechon just nice, it makes the idea of Chazak to make her more meaningful. I don't mean metaphysically meaningful, I mean legally meaningful. That's number one. But number two is what? Now, Rebbe Ossel, we understand how you would say that Chazak Yisura is a way of saying it's a son of Maitre. Why is Chazak Yisura a way of saying it's a son of Maitre? It's very simple. Because if it's Chazak Yisura means what Rebbe Ochanan says, that what? That as of yesterday she was set to be out there forever, so then if you're being made against the Chazaka, that you need you're being made, something happened, by definition. By definition, it's not so much the fact that the Chazaka is proving against you, but by definition, the whole idea of what does it mean to be made against the Chazaka? Don't think of it as like a boxing match. It's you against the Chazaka, who's more believed? Forget about that. What type of case is the Chazaka case? What are you saying if you're talking against the Chazaka? You must be saying a Maisa happened. Let's talk about bland facts. Because as of yesterday, she was set to be usher forever. So if you're being made against that, you're saying something happened. So by definition, Aegis against a Chazak is an Aegis of a Maisa. So the Tos is understood. No, simple shot. Aegis versus Chazaka. Who's stronger? Aegis is not a taking a win against the Chazaka. Because Chazaka is a stronger way of telling us what happened in the Eidachan. But with this approach, type 2 with Ramban, that it's Chazaka and the Eidach on the Maisa, it's not that you versus the Chazaka who's stronger. Whenever you're talking against the Chazaka, by definition, the type of thing that you say
is to talk about Abaisa. Mashal Ma Daradama. Mashal Ma Daradama, if I, yeah? Right. Oh, good. One time we get that thing. Very good. Excellent. Good. Now, I'm trying to say the following. The fact that I'm talking in a certain context means that I say certain types of things. So, by definition, if I say I spoke up at a wedding, so what does that mean? I was vocal at a wedding. By definition, I was vocal at a wedding, it means I was singing. Because what type of vocalization, what type of talking do you do at a wedding during the dancing? You sing. You could try to talk, no one's going to hear you. You sing, right? So if I say, I spoke at a wedding, but I was using my mouth at a wedding, so by definition, that context, using mouth means you must have been doing, you weren't reading poetry. You must have been singing a song. You may have been singing poetry. You weren't reading of a short story. If I say I spoke at Barnes Noble, then it could be that the type of talking was reading a short story. You won't book tour. If you said you were talking in the middle of the first dance, obviously the talking was, hopefully, out of the middle of the circle. I was talking. Well, some of that means that you were singing. So if the mushroom is perfect, it doesn't matter. The point is Nimshaw. If I say I spoke in the library, so one hopes that means I spoke in a hushed tone. If I said I spoke at a wedding, conversation, I probably was yelling so the guy could hear me, right? The point isn't whether it was the way in the library. The point is to say what sort of way was I speaking? So by definition, this type of talking that goes on in the library, the type of talking that goes on next to the band, are two different types of talking. You're probably going to have different types of senses, and you have to use different volumes. So too, when the Gemara, that's what we're suggesting here, when the Gemara says, the A is against the Chazik Yitzurah, the point is, what sort of thing do you say in the context of the Chazik Yitzurah? So the Chazik Yitzurah means, by definition, that as of yesterday, she was set to be one way forever. So the only thing you would say against that is, oh, but a mindset happens to change that. So that's really the point. The point isn't the Chazaka, as the Yitzurah said, well, this is part of the plot. The point is that the only required to aid them, Davar Shabbat Erba, particularly a mice of Davar Shabbat Erba. A mice of Shabbat Erba. If it's not Davar Shabbat Erba at all, or if it's Davar Shabbat Erba just a hakar, just a fact, that's not an issue. And finally, again, this Rav Chaim does three things for us. It makes its Chazik Yisura, the Chaz, the idea of Chazik Yisura, and Mavish Mav. It helps us understand how its Chazik Yisura can be a code word for Aces on the Mice. Because they made not make sense. Because the only response to the Chazik Yisura and Rabban and Rochan's understanding is a mitzvah occurred. And finally, taking us back to the very beginning, we were bothered by a question. How could it be that Tosus is switching gears? Because Rashi said that the Yado under the Chazaka. It makes a lot of sense. Chazaka to Lashtan is not a Chazaka. There's Biel and Lashtakin. There's no Chazaka. He could change it. Tosfos presumably disagreed. Why is Tosfos not like what Rashi said? That Biel is not doing the Chazaka. Presumably they weren't so keen on Chazaka to Lashtan. That's not a Chazaka. But then they themselves say it at the end. And they themselves said, well, just this roa that doesn't hold any water because it's going to end anyway. There's nothing to make up their mind. Do they hold the Chazaka to the Shtar to the Chazaka, as they do at the end of the Tosus, Cheskes Rala, then why do you disagree with Rashi in the beginning of the Tosus? They like Rashi. If the Yadon does the Chazaka, why do Tosus disagree with Rashi? Presumably because they don't like this saying that Chazaka to the Shtar to the Chazaka, but they do like it. So why don't they like saying that the Yadon undoes the Chazaka? Because the Biyadon is sucking, so the whole thing is through the Shtar. Once more. Kasha once more. Tosos in the Beis Hamikdash, is Toser raised special relation. Because at the end he tells us, at the beginning he tells us, he doesn't like Rashi's job. Why don't he like Rashi's job? Rashi says, Biyado undoes the Chazaka. Tosos says, no, Biyado must make the Eid Echad stronger. Even though that makes things more complicated. Why not say it's simple, Tosos, Rashi?
Why didn't Tosfos like saying that biyado undoes the chazaka? So presumably because they don't buy the whole idea of chazaka to the chazaka chazaka. Then who cares what's going to be later? Right now it's chazaka, chazaka, chazaka. But they do buy that because they say that doesn't end there. Since the woman's not going to bleed forever, there's no chazaka at all. Right? So then make up your mind. So then why doesn't Tosfos like Rashi? Why doesn't Tosfos like Rashi? The biyado was talking undoes. The chazaka. What if you buy into the basic theory that chazaka feel the shadows is not really chazaka? I told them so say explicitly at the end. So then, what didn't they like about saying that? That's why. That's how the other undoes the chazaka. Why didn't Tosfos like Rashi? So we look to the chazaka. We have the key type of thing. The first word from our part.
Sorry to interrupt. That was
that. He was dramatic. He gives a chance for something.
Oh, well, I've been asked to make a change of schedule in the event for lunchtime. And you may have read that there is a speaker for Jews for Obama speaking in the library. That was good enough. And they're offering pizza now.
Thank you.
Right, but maybe they'll go home and they'll get if it was fine enough. But it's a big schlep to the fourth floor. It was a big schlep to the third floor, now it's a big schlep to the fourth floor because it's been moved from the library to room 404. And the event, the College Bowl, which was in 404, has been moved to 405. That's what it costs. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And so what's that? 114. Look at the kasha. The answer is. Thank you. Thank you. One of the we can solve this is the boy. You can solve this question on your own. Again, let's put it up on the board. On the one hand, Yado could not knock down the Chazaka. But Asuya. Lashanos kills the chazaka. The fact that the woman's going to stop bleeding sooner or later, no chazaka to begin with. But the fact that biyadi lasaking, that does not ruin the chazaka. Why not? Well, let's think, what does chazaka mean? If you think of the Rahan, you say, well, why is chazaka to Lashanos not a chazaka to begin with? It makes a lot of sense. Right, because it's not a detail. Rechon says that's not the definition of chazaka. The definition of chazaka is it was said to be that way for indefinitely. So by definition, chazaka that's a parking meter, something that's automatically going to run out sooner or later. So that's by definition not a chazaka. Not the chazaka, but something that's weaker because the other side. No, that's not called chazaka. It's just not chazaka because the definition of chazaka is. That as of yesterday, it was set to be this way forever. Yesterday was asuya. So it was a funny phrasing. So if it's asuya, yeah, I still now say. So if it's asuya l'shtano, like by nida, that the re'iyah, the blood's going to run out sooner or later, after 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, sooner or later, it's going to stop bleeding. So Tosfos says, that's talking out of chazaka. But, finish. But by Biyado, it's likely that I will change it. Okay, it's a reason not to believe the Chazaka, but there is a Chazaka. And long as you just think, well, Asuya L'shtano is like a reason not to believe the Chazaka, so it's going to happen on its own, I'm going to do it. So what does it matter? Come to Rechon and say, no! It's not that, well, there is a Chazaka, but it's weaker because I know it's going to end sooner or later. No, if it's going to end sooner or later, then definitionally, that is not a chazaka. Okay, that's only because chazaka means it was set to be forever. If it's a suitable status, it was not set to be forever. The parking meter was not set to be white, gray, whatever, forever. Right? Sooner or later, it's going to turn red. So there never was a chazaka to begin with. The woman who was bleeding, she didn't have a chazaka to see.
Because she never, it's not that as of yesterday she was seeing indefinitely. No, as of yesterday she was going to see for some time. That's not a chazak at all. But it was said to be indefinite, except there's someone who could come by and change it, that there is a chazak. That's a tosis distinguishing between the chazak as sui l'shan from the meila. Something that will definitely change on its own. Something that will definitely change. It's not a chazak at all. Not a weak chazak. That's not called chazak. According to Bukharam. Masha'eo came biyado, it is a chazakah, there may be a countervailing, you could say, Masha, you could say, but it weakens the chazakah. Don't say it doesn't weaken the chazakah. That's all in the chazakah. I don't know what happened, and yesterday it was forever. So again, this is what was great. Because number one, we understand so many things in the chazakah. We understand how the chazakah make up. We understand now more fully how the Ramban would read the Gemara, which was the second major issue we took up, which is the Gemara saying, what's the relationship between Davar Shebe'er and Chazak? You need both or either. Do we grant the problem how you can read the Gemara if you say it's Eizam and Maisa, how does that fit with Chazak Yisura? Rukharan to the rescue. That Chazak Yisura implies that what you're talking about to cancel the Chazak is a Maisa. And thirdly, Rukharan also helps us with the first issue we took up. The second issue was, Havi vehavi, you need chazak and darshu ever, or either or both, as the Gemara Talmud Talmud. The first issue was, Rashi tells right here, what's the role of biyado? Not the role of the chazak yisura, that was Ramban, but the role of biyado. Rashi tells us, what's the role of biyado? Is it enhancing this or weakening that? So now we come full circle. Now we can understand why is it Tosfos gives us Rashi? Because it's like a tzur l'shtaros. Either he does, no, it's different. If it's true, the shtar is automatic, but for sure, it's not chazak at all. So that it weakens the chazak, it is not the definition of chazak. But if it's the other talking, there is a chazak, obviously the other talking, the deal. That the Tosfos is, like Rashi said, Tosfos forced to say instead, it must be the other is not detracting from the chazak, but rather it's enhancing the edus of the Eid. Is there more questions on that thing, no? If there are not more questions, or they're stuck with. No, well, Rashi will say, Rashi may they're arguing over this definitional point. Or, Rashi, it's just still the svara to say that the fact that it's likely to be changed is a race against the Chazaka. So the problem, I could say it is, I could say it isn't. That could go either way. The problem is the toast of it, there was a stira, because he's saying he doesn't care, he's saying he does care. Right? But as no, there's a distinction between the case where he does care, in the case where he does not care. Okay, I'm going to take more questions afterwards also, but let me pass this around. So both of them, what we can do now is as follows. We have some time now to get started with Seder right now for the next 15 minutes. We have Afro will be here momentarily. We're going to get started with Seder now. The upcoming figure is also, I'm always wary. They have been accusing the past and saying the each figure is the best yet. So,
it could be true.
It doesn't mean it's not true. Each figure is fabulous. The Gemara says that a person shouldn't get too involved in reading. But definitely try to get, when the time, try to do the things that will be most enticing. So we're going to now move on, as promised, we're going to move on to the next piece of Gemara. As promised, we're not going to switch, try in the interest of balancing, trying to see, do things thoroughly, and see so many of the treasures that the first, second piece has to offer us. We're going to try, you need to see a chunk of Gemara and then focus on one or two points within that Gemara. So we focused on the Ula Rabba part, and we really were focusing primarily on the Eidechon and Bisturin. We're now going to move, I apologize for the handwritten nature of the sheet, but my computer was not operational last night, I believe it was, but hopefully tonight will be operational, so I may have a chance to read future types. At least for now. So we're going to move on to the next piece of Gemara, just take you through briefly, and then find Karusis. Say that as we go through the next chunk of Gemara, a parallel chunk of Gemara, we'll according to Rabba, why you need to aid them. Rabba taught you in Sharas, why you need to aid them, which is going to launch us, Rabba's going to be very similar to what we just saw, but the one critical difference is going to be the Gemara's discussion of does Team Sharas in general need to aid them, or not. Well, it does, but what? The team starts on the right, the team starts on the bottom. The Gemara is going to try to solve that problem with a very enigmatic, a very cool sounding thing from Rosh Chodesh. And if you... It's very cool. A little bit, right, but this is going to be a slightly different direction and much more thorough. So the Gemara is going to make sure that the same Rosh Chodesh, and therefore say something like Kiyum Shtar. So just follow along, start with the Gemara here, read the whole Gemara, and then we're going to refocus on that angle, that wrinkle of the Gemara, first Subas Chavchet, mark of exactly which part of the Mishnah to see, which part of the Gemara to see, and then Q Tosma. And also talking about Kiyum Shtar of the right to that one. And then, after you see that basic, like Kiyum Shtar, you're going to move on. There's different definitions, the discussion, the key to the discussion we had about this. That one's not cool. The fish is really cool and not cool. Maybe we'll make a team. Or we'll have a khan. We can move to the source for Rish Lakish. The Ndaki Ches Ahmed Bey. And all the stupid is in here. Stupid, the two pages of instructions also.
Oh, wow.
There's more to see, but for now we have limited time, and so for now what we do is, the fellows are laying another apple, little apple right now. Yeah. Yeah. The fellows are laying another apple, we'll go to the booth time right now, until 12 o'clock, at 12:50. At 12:50. At 12:50, we're going to basically, we're going to start with Mincha, upstairs. So the Mincha upstairs, 12:50, followed by the Chumash Lish, which will be ready to qualify. And then you'll have a chance after that to look a little bit better. You can see it working pretty good. So we'll have you see there's plenty of ways to do it. I just gave you a brief pinch. You want to start having this over with an Agamar here, and then you look at the parallel Agamar Chavchet, and then the parallel Agamar Mincha, both in Subas, and then raise up 20 to think about stuff like that, and we'll have some time to talk about the rest of that. Tomorrow. Although they're going to the front, although they're going to the back, by the Zabutka, let's get down to work either way.